Yeah, this was a
morning. Hello, Cindy Fisher.
Hey, Cindy Fisher. Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Yeah, sure. I'm outside, though, so I'm heading up to my office.
Okay, very good. I apologize. I know you were on the morning docket. We had a record number of appeals, and we're just getting back around to you.
Okay, gotcha.
And
so
you own a condo at the Majestic, correct? No, Kingsway.
No, I own a, at Majestic Point, I own a single family home.
Okay.
So are you asking about classification or valuation?
Well, I think both. As I understand it, it has been zoned as commercial and
can you bring up the
two, that the evaluation is actually significantly higher. Or I don't understand taxes entirely. So
sure, welcome to the room.
It's like new construction.
Okay.
Huh? New construction.
Okay, so you have a new construction house, correct?
Correct.
And we're bringing it up, so I mean we don't have a picture of it because it was new construction, so the map didn't have it. But where help me in my mind, where is your house?
We'll just ask.
It's right by the condos, actually. If you would go, I don't know whatever the name of the street is that comes into the condos. Okay. The condos are to the left, and Majestic Point is to the right. And it's 165 Kingsway. I don't know if that you have that address down or not, but that's the address.
Yeah, we're...
Cindy, this is David Akers, another board member. They have they have the valuation at 485, 670. We're not talking about classification.
No, that we are. We are. So,
okay. We were just asking whether or not the value, you thought the value was too high. The appraised value.
The tax bill was too high. The increase.
No, okay. So it's in other words, just classification.
We were told before building that was 2,000.
You cut out there. I'm sorry. You cut out.
2,001. I think you're not hearing me.
Yeah, you had cut out there just a bit. So you said we were told before building or while we were building something, and I couldn't make it out what you said.
Yeah, our anticipated taxes on the property were going to be around $3,000 to $4,000. And they're $8,200.
Okay, so when did you start to build?
Ground was broken, I believe, in about March of 2020.
Okay, so
some of the excavating actually might have, well, right around the beginning of March.
Okay, so
into February possibly. I'm trying to remember when I was there and it started.
Okay, so March of 2020 was a little bit different tax classification spot. Just for some clarity here, this is a house that you built. It was built, it got built in 2020. Was it done in 2020? Because
it was wound up getting done in 2021 because the builder was not doing what he should be doing.
Okay. So, I think I know where we're at. Are we stage at Majestic? Sorry, we got it up here on the map.
If you have a map of it, then
okay,
you can
see
the portal.
Right,
there were two houses already.
I know
there.
Exactly where we're at. We're right above the Majestic. So, okay. And, okay, so you use this house for nightly rental, correct?
It's nightly rentals and also using for ourselves.
Absolutely. 100% understand. All right. So is this your only house that you have?
Intain.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Is this
residence.
No.
Primary residence.
Is this the only home that you use for nightly rental in Taney County?
It is.
All right. So, as far as classification goes, which affects the amount of taxes that you would pay, all right? We reached a decision on classification across the board, and we listened to hundreds of appeals in this regard. And just this morning, we announced what our decision would be as far as classification goes. If you own one nightly rental unit used for nightly rental, okay, if it's in a nightly rental program, then you are the tax classification is going to be as following. It's going to be 25% commercial, 75% residential. That's how that classification is going to be. That is actually going to be better. You're going to be better off in that regard than what it would have been the same type of system used in 2020 or 2019.
Okay.
The amount of number that you have on that card as far as dollar amount is not an accurate number, even if it was that. Because you're inside the Branson School District. The levy has not been set, and it will adjust that number. Plus, what we just ruled on is going to make it to where you're getting assessed, again, 25% on the commercial side, 75% on the residential side. So you're actually better off than what you would have. That's good news.
Okay.
And Cindy, for clarity, if all subsequent houses that
yes.
people put in rental,
yes, absolutely.
In rental programs are 100% commercial, but the first one, or if it's your one you use, is whichever one you designate as your family vacation home or whatever, and you still put it in a rental program, sometimes that's the one that he's talking about with the 25% commercial and 75% residential. So it will lower your bill since you only have one.
Okay.
You'll get a letter in the mail in about 2 weeks in that regard.
Okay.
Cindy, hopefully I hope you have a good weekend, and hopefully that gives you a little bit of relief, all right?
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, well, I appreciate your time dearly. I'm sure it's been a zooey day for all of you.
We're having a blast.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. See you, Cindy. Bye.
The Atkins looks like they've got three in a row.
Well, they said in person.
The Atkins weren't here, were they? Were they one of the ones that said they couldn't get here and they put somebody put a note on my...
No, that's Ed Horton. I have an Ed Horton.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need this, do we? You put all the numbers down.
Wendell,
443, 444. Mm-hmm.
I wrote them down. You got 100% and all that kind of stuff.
I got four. I got those. What's that?
As long as you have notes. And I have this one, so...
The Mullins case? Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you doing in that regard?
You can take it.
I don't think we've done anything. It's just we got a column about classification. I don't know which one that is.
They submitted extra evidence?
What they did is submitted the Mullins case to me.
Which gotcha.
The interpretation.
Well, I just got a text from my son that said that Bass Pro has 9mm, and he just bought me 250 rounds at $27 a box. Now, that saves on money right there. So, all right. So I'm going to call Mr. Ed Horton. Do we know which BOE number that is?
I don't know. I mean, I've got...
Oh, it's 363. Horton Family Legacy.
363. That's
a... Page
16. Page what?
16.
Oh.
Off of page 16.
No. Page 16 was all of those ones Harry Styron had.
I see a page 16.
Page 13, John.
Okay, there it is. It's 363. And luckily, it looks like they only have one.
And we're not trying to be insensitive to the ones who have more than one by any means. Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch okay time?
Yeah, sure.
We got your number, or we got your message here, that, and sorry for calling you so late on this, but we understand that you have a condo in Eagle Bunker Condos, and that you, yeah, we understand that you're appealing based on classification. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you owned this, sir?
Let's see, I think we bought it in 2011.
Okay. And is this your only one that you own?
In Taney.
It is my primary residence.
Oh, it's
My wife is retired, and we basically are trying to help as retirees make ends meet. And so, like this year, we stayed in it so far 104 nights. And so far, it's rented out 41 nights.
Okay. So we basically listened to hundreds of different appeals based on the classification of nightly rentals, and we came up with a decision this morning. And I think it will benefit. I think the decision will help you even more so than what it was even a few years ago. And it's this, basically, if you own one nightly rental unit or one unit that is in a nightly rental program, then you will be taxed as 25% commercial and 75% residential.
All right.
So that will be significantly different than the 100% residential of what the card went out to be.
Commercial,
100% commercial. It'll be 25% commercial, 75% residential. So, and just so you know, what we'd ruled on, if you own more than one, so if you owned a second or a third one, those second or any subsequent nightly rental unit would be classed 100% commercial.
All right.
So, but you just own in the one, and now if something changes and this becomes your primary residence, like you just live here, and it's not in a nightly rental program, it can be 100% residential.
Okay.
So.
All right. So it's not based on, in the past, it was based on the number of nights that it rents.
Right? Correct.
Anymore.
Yes. So we're trying to make it a little bit simpler for the assessor's office and simpler for the property owner.
So what brought on this change, if you don't mind me asking?
There's some case law out there that's been out there a while, and then I'm sorry, this is David Akers with the board, another board member. And there's also, as we said, we've heard hundreds of appeals. There's also motels and hotels and other people that provide nightly rental that obviously have a different viewpoint on what nightly rentals should be taxed because they are 100% commercial. So we've had to, and this is happening all around the country, to be honest with you. It just happens in Branson, Missouri. We have a hotbed of both a lot of hotels, motels, and then also a lot now, nightly rental. And they're most of the people are like yourselves. They just own one, and they use it as a vacation home, and then they occasionally rent it out. And so that's why we're giving the 25%, 75%. And then there are people that make a living doing this. So we treat it a little different, we treat it a lot different if it's two or more. But even those people can designate one of the, you know, properties. Their largest property is their family vacation home. So that's how it came up. But we just tried to make the best decision we can. And